Welcome to Leading Legal, the podcast for social media marketing. I am your host, Michael Reed, the podcast server. Check out my other podcast, Process Server Daily, where I go through and I teach other process servers and break it down. And you know what? That's not true. They teach me. I interview the greatest, some of the most experienced process servers nationwide, and I hear what makes them, the tips, tools, and tactics that they use to make their process serving legal service company, private investigators, bounty hunters, bail bondsmen, these legal service support professionals. I learn what makes their business, what makes them great. And so if you guys want to learn more about that, you can check out that podcast. But this, you guys, is all about social media marketing for the legal industry. Now, you're either marketing to attorneys or you're marketing to, you could be marketing actually to anybody, but you are in the legal industry. Whether you're an attorney or whether you're a process server, this is marketing for you. Okay, so I'm the podcast server. I have two podcasts, and this is the thing. I love podcasting. It is the perfect way for people that are on the go to be able to consume content. So I want this to be insanely valuable. So I want to get right into it. So you might have learned if you've listened to previous episodes that this podcast is all about the days of the week. There's something about bookending your weeks, you know, starting your week, ending your week, Monday through Friday, and understanding what the different days of the week mean, what they represent to you. Not to me, but to you. You make it your own, okay? So what does that mean? So Fridays, I have financial Fridays. This is where I like finish the books, close out the, you know, accounting, make sure everybody gets paid. We pay weekly. This is kind of how I do it. So, but for this podcast, I want to do social media marketing. I want to do Facebook Friday. Why? At first, I started out Friendly Friday, but Facebook is so powerful, you guys. So I've mentioned before how you can grow your Facebook audience by using your personal page or maybe creating another page and refriending everyone. You can get up to 1,000 people, and then you can convert your page to a fan page, and that can be your business page. And so a lot of people don't know that, but it is very difficult to get 5,000 likes on a business page. And so I'm telling you right now, that would be the first thing I would do if I had to start over, if I was creating a new business. That'd be the first thing I would do. And so if you're interested in learning more about that, you can visit my website, processserverdaily.com. That's where I post all my blogs. That's where I post all my podcasts. The Leading Legal Podcast isn't on there yet, but it's going to be. So you guys, so that'd be the first thing I would do. So Facebook, pixel retargeting, Facebook Ads Manager, these are the kinds of things that you need to be thinking about. So who's on Facebook? People like to think everyone's on Facebook. I want to tell you a few things about that. Facebook is for old people, is what my teenager is telling me. And I've mentioned this before, but it's so powerful. If you understand that the people that are on Facebook are probably around your age group. Start off with that. If you want to pick one principle that's probably true, start off with that, because that's probably true. Okay, the second thing that you want to go with is the tools that it has match the people who are on it. So if I want to try to get an attorney to come to my page, or if I want to try to get some big client to come to my page that I really want to get as a client, I can target them directly using Facebook ads. You can do that kind of with a few of the other, a few of the other things. And so just keep in mind, Facebook is the key. And face this Facebook Friday, that is my tip for you. Get your Facebook page. Make sure you got 5,000 followers. If you don't have 5,000 likes on your Facebook page, which actually I don't either, because I have like a couple thousand. So I thought, you know, I'm just going to, it's fine. Because I don't really, you know, I do a lot of different things. There's really no excuse. I need to do this. Create a new Facebook page. Have all your friends like it. But more importantly, friend people that you want to like your page. Because that friend will inadvertently become someone who likes the page moving forward when you convert it into a business page. Now, this isn't underhanded or schemey or whatever. This is just social media marketing, okay? If they would be your friend, if they would hit, okay, I'll be his friend, then they would like your page because they like the content that you're sharing. Guys, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. It's meant to be a short one, so let me know if I can help you in any way. I'm here for you. Again, my name is Mighty Mike, the podcast server, and I hope you stay safe out there.